Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so excited. Nathan Schindler's here. He is the new Minnesota Sings Grand Champion of the 13 to 20-year-old age group, and we could not be more excited for him. So we want to say hello, and we want to hear all about it. Nathan, how have you been?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm so happy that you could take the time to be here. So, Nathan, let's talk about you. You are a Hastings native.
Yep. Yeah. Just graduated last year. So,
well, give a shout out to your parents.
Jackie and Wayne Schindler. So,
because I'm sure they're going to be listening. So, yeah. You graduated in 2021. And I got to just say, it was a tough year, wasn't it? What
yep.
the heck?
Yeah, it was. I'm just happy because we got to do like some stuff. Like for Romeo and Juliet, that was the play we put on. We got to do that like somewhat in person, which is really nice to just like reconnect with all those like fellow classmates that like we didn't get to my junior year. So that was a lot of fun to just like be back in the school setting. So,
well, as you're in college now, because I know you're a freshman at Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa.
Yep.
And are you connecting with people there and kind of hearing what their senior year was like as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of them, they were talking to me about like their first year at college and how it was so hard to like make friends and just like get that connection. So it's really nice for me. And I was so fortunate to make it in to the Wartburg Choir my first year. So I got to like meet a bunch of upperclassmen, and life on campus is just so much fun meeting people. So it's a
wonderful.
Great experience.
And what's Waverly like? I don't know about it.
Oh, it's a super small town, not
like
a
how
whole
big?
Lot. I don't know.
Like Hastings big?
I think it's smaller than Hastings.
Okay.
For sure. And it's like about, I think it's like the same number of like high school graduates in Waverly, Iowa for like Wartburg. So it's kind of like the same small town feel.
Nice.
Like that. So.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, good. And you find some nice restaurants that serve pizza?
That's what yeah, all college there's a kids there's a couple of good. I think we got Pizza Hut. So
Pizza Hut, come on.
Pizza Hut.
I like Pizza Hut, but I,
yeah.
You know, go for the non chains because they always
That's
are.
True.
Yeah, they're kind
That's
of fun.
True.
Anyway, Nathan, I'm digressing, but I want to talk about this great award. So, you actually going back, you won Hastings Sings. Which
yeah.
is a singing competition that is held around the state. Each individual city has their own, and Hastings yep. has a Hastings Sings. And that was during Rivertown Days. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it was super fun to just, like, get out. It was kind of hot, but it was just fun to, like, go sing at the pavilion. And there was a lot of good singers, so it was super cool when they picked two winners from that to go on. So, and it was me and Eva Storkamp.
Eva Storkamp is so talented.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So the two of you represented Hastings then.
Hastings, yeah.
So let's get back to the Rivertown Days event. Did you sing something that you had sung professionally or sung out before?
No, I kind of just like didn't know what to sing. So I picked a Ben Platt song that was more like laid back just so I could like show my vocal range a little bit more. And then I ended up winning that with that song. And then I didn't even sing it for Minnesota Sings, which was kind of crazy. I switched it all up.
Well, why? Let's hear about this. This is awesome.
Well, yeah. Going into it, you sing like one song, and it was like, they just said maybe pick two songs to sing so that you could switch it up if you make it into finals. So like the first day it was Friday, and then I went and I sang Feeling Good by Michael Bublé. So it's kind of like a jazzy upbeat one with a
yes.
lot of like vocal runs just to like show off my voice. And then for that one they critiqued it. So I was kind of weary because they said like a lot of like places that I could like work on instead of like, oh, that was good. And then I didn't really know going into like the next day what I should sing, because I thought I was going to sing another Ben Platt song, because like that our voices kind of match up so
okay,
well.
Okay, you
so.
Have the same range kind of or something?
Yep,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then as the day progressed, I was listening to all these different like amazing acts.
You changed
at
it up
Sings.
That late in the game?
Yeah, well, and then I was thinking to myself, I was like, well, what's a good song that's just like I could pull out of my back pocket and have it memorized? And then I remembered I sang Bring Him Home by Les Miserables from
oh,
the
gosh.
Musical Les Miserables. And I sang that for the my senior year, that was when I actually got COVID, during the Spring Thing musical. So we did like all that, and Sarah Lockwood actually played the piano. So I quick took her piano track, put it on a CD, and gave it to him. And then I sang that at the beginning of the day on Saturday. And then they don't do any critique, so I didn't know if it was good or bad.
So when you're in, was that the finals then? No.
No, that was, so you sang twice, and then they picked four different people to go on your first day to the finals, and there's eight people that make it in your age division. So it was kind of like, okay, this is like my final chance to see if I can make it into the finals.
And why did you change it up? Because what were the other kids singing?
Well, it was a bunch of different ranges from like different songs and different. So it was kind of confusing. And then I realized that it was more so like Broadway musical show tunes that they were really into. And it was like one person sang like Empty Chairs and Empty Tables from the same musical, Les Miserables. And I was like, okay, maybe I could try to sing that. And then I sang it. I didn't really know if it was good or bad, so it was kind of
well, that's
like
a tough song to sing.
Yeah, so it was a lot of falsetto in that higher range, which is usually good, so I tried singing
When
that
was
one.
The last time you sang that song?
Senior year is when
what?
I sang
What? So you
that.
Didn't even practice?
No, it was kind of just like
Nathan.
It was kind of just like, let's try it out, see what happens. But yeah,
do you think that's why you won, because you were so just natural and you weren't overthinking it? Maybe.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I was kind of nervous like going on for the second day for my first performance, but it was like something that I had memorized already, so I like kind of felt pretty confident going in there. But.
And why does that song resonate with you? Tell me.
Well, I didn't even like when I was younger. I watched the musical. And it was so amazing. Just
moving.
All the songs are so beautiful. And, like, the storyline of the whole musical is just, like, amazing. So beautiful. So I really like the musical. And then that song, I feel like I have that, like, tenor upper range.
Yes.
So I just wanted to showcase that. And it ended up working. So.
Well, congrats to you.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. Did your folks go with you to this event?
Yep. Yeah, so it was my mom and dad, and then my brother was actually in town from college. He just graduated, so he got to come listen to me sing. So that
nice.
Was awesome.
Now, that's a nice brother that does something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know that you won a cash award and some other things. Do you want to tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, yep. So then I got called up for finals, and it was kind of like, okay, just come up and sing your song.
And how many people were in finals?
There was eight in each division, so it was kind of like these four are got in, and then they're like, okay, we're just gonna have people come up and sing. And my shirt was untucked, and my mom was like, tuck it in, because we don't know if you're gonna make finals. I was like, I mean I'm probably not gonna make it in.
How many
there
people,
so many amazing singers.
Yeah, how many people competed?
There's 22 in my division. And that's after like all the different cities already like kind of went through all their different singers, and they sent two on from each. So yeah, it was crazy. So I ended up singing that for finals, and then they went through, and I thought this one girl from Bemidji was going to get, like, first place because she was so amazing. And then she ended up getting third, and I was like, wait a second.
Wah, wah.
I was kind of confused. And then they said second place, and then they ended up saying first place, and my name was called, and I was freaking out. I was shocked. I was confused, amazed. So.
Oh, Nathan, that's so crazy. Sweet to hear that you really didn't go into it thinking that you were going to be the overall winner. It's
yeah.
the second time, isn't it, that Hastings has had the overall winner in this competition?
I think so, yeah.
Which I think says a lot about the Hastings music program.
Yep. Yeah, and that's where it all like stemmed from, just like me starting with like middle school choir and just having that like, oh, I didn't even know I could sing, to like getting into honor choir in Allstate. And then from like middle school to high school, that transition was amazing and just kept on like growing my musical background. So
you actually are studying music at Wartburg College.
Yeah, yep.
Tell us about that.
Intended major is music education.
Okay.
So like all that, like middle school, Miss Borgen was amazing. And she had like such a big impact on me. And then Mr. Warren too into high school.
So tell us about Miss Borgen. I don't really know her. What did she bring out in you that you didn't know about?
Well, I didn't even know I could sing a tune.
What?
Before.
Did you ever sing as a kid?
I was in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I was in Oompa Loompa.
Okay.
When I was in like third grade or something like that. So it was like my first time, and it was more so like, oh, you're just like part of the ensemble, so you didn't really know a whole lot. But then I joined choir my sixth grade year.
And did your parents make you, or did you want to join?
I feel like I wanted to join.
Oh, you
At
did?
Least I'd like to say.
I feel like most parents make their kids.
Yeah.
But okay, you go with what you think.
Yeah, exactly. So like that was my first kind of like experience with like theater and singing. And then I kind of stopped because I used to live way up north where like music wasn't really like that big.
Where did you live?
It was kind of like East Grand Forks, like way up north.
Sure.
So. that's where my dad grew up too.
So yes.
He wanted to be a part of that. And then when we moved to Hastings, it was kind of like, oh, this is like a big music school. And then my mom was like, okay, you need to try out for the musical this time.
See, I told you it comes
down.
So
she did end up, kind of comes back full circle, but... So that was funny. And then I ended up loving it and making so many different friends just with like musicals and then plays. So that carried on throughout middle school into high school. But yeah.
So you actually hope to do this yourself as a career.
Yeah. Yep. Just from like all the impacts my teachers have had on me in the past, just like having those connections with the kids. I kind of want to like relive that, but like giving them information and giving them different life experiences. So kind of like the main goal.
What are some of the things that you really learned about yourself with your music?
Well, I kind of like talked about that in my college essays. That was like a really big part in how like just like creating like an environment where kids can come in, kind of like forget about all the academic stuff of school and just kind of like relax, be yourself, feel welcome in like a community of choir. And that's exactly how I felt, because like I wasn't that strong in academics or like sports or anything like that, and I still played them just to kind of like fit in and have those connections. But it was that feeling that I got just like sitting in there and being able to create music with your friends was just like something out of this world. And then getting to be a part of like Allstate and Honor Choir and having like that dedication to singing was like an eye-opener for me. So it was amazing, and I hope to like impact kids when I'm a teacher and like have them have those same experiences. So
that's pretty great, and that's a wonderful goal for your career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're going to be great at that. So let's talk a little bit more about what you won through your actual grand champion win.
Yeah, so I got the grand prize for the 13 to 20 division was $3,000. So
nice.
That's going to help a lot with college trying to pay for the private school. But and then another added bonus was a donation of $500 that I got to give to a nonprofit organization back here in Hastings. And I decided to give it to the Hastings Art Center.
Perfect.
Because so, I took like piano lessons through there, and I did like the Zach Brother Cancer fundraiser that they did. I got to sing with Blake during that. So I just got like everything I've been a part of there has just been amazing, and they do like lessons for kids. So that's where kids like first learn to like love music. So I figure that's like the perfect place to put the $500 donations.
Well, that is awfully wonderful. And then do you also have the opportunity to record?
Yeah. Yep. I got a recording session at the garage, I think, in Burnsville, I believe. So I think that's going to happen in December.
I think that will be really special.
Yeah. Yep. Just to like maybe get a feel of what it's like recording stuff. And maybe I'm going to be a part of that more in my future, recording songs. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
And that's a great opportunity to work with people that are professionals.
Yeah. Yep. And kind of like get their take on how to sing certain things with like a microphone and stuff. Because I haven't had a lot of experience with that. But
so do you know what you are going to choose for your recording? Are you going to do a Christmas album? Are you going
I was kind of thinking, because I've never done anything like this before. So I think I'm for sure going to sing Bring 'Em Home, the song that I won with, just so I can like have that. And then I was talking to my mom, and she said maybe try to do like different Broadway recordings and just kind of do like a big album full of that. So I think that'd be super cool.
Show tunes never go out of style.
Exactly. Yep. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, I think that is so exciting. Well, what else do you want to tell us?
I had no idea that I was going to even do finals. So when they called my name, it was kind of like, okay.
How did you not know, Nathan? Have you not ever listened to your voice? My goodness, you're so talented.
Thank you so much. But like I said, it was just like so many good singers.
Isn't that fun?
Were chosen. So it was like, wow, just like being able to like go there and listen. And especially like during COVID, there wasn't a whole lot of live performances.
No.
So just being able to go there and like hear everyone and like the smiles on their faces as they were singing, it was just amazing experience. So.
Well, where was the event held?
It was in Woodbury. So it was in, I think, like a Marriott hotel.
Okay.
In Woodbury, so.
And was it quite the long process, though, for you? Were you pretty wiped out afterwards?
Not too much. It was kind of just like 2 days where, and for me, it wasn't too bad because it was only like an hour long drive, not even. So it was kind of just like, okay, let's go there and then get something to eat, come back. But like for some people, they had to drive like hours and hours just to like get there, and then they stayed overnight at the hotel. So for me, it wasn't too bad, but for other people, it probably was. like a big trip for them to come. But I'm glad everyone could make it. That's awesome.
How did you warm up your voice?
I ended up, so I had to sing, it was like 9:45 is when I had to sing. So I ended
kinda
up working.
Early.
Yeah. And for like my songs that I picked, it was like that higher register of
super
voice.
Super early.
So I ended up waking up around like 6 o'clock and start like on the piano with scales and stuff just to get my voice warmed up and drinking like some tea just so I can like hit those notes. And it was like a couple of them where I was like, okay, I need to like sing more so I can hit it. But it was still like a fun experience just to go through that singing early in the morning again.
And I bet it was really fun to meet people from all across the state.
Yeah. Yep. And there was like a little green room where you can meet people in your division, which is super cool. And just like talk about, yeah, so have you guys been doing this a lot? Or have you like, this is your first year? And for me, it's like technically my first year because last year I sent in a video and it was like all online, all virtual during COVID. So you like sent in a YouTube video. And then they had the judges look through that, and then they picked winners from that. But it was just super cool to like finally be in person and experience that.
It is fun to be in person again for everything, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that was like my first concert at Wartburg College. We finally got to do that like in the chapel with like...
You've already had a concert?
Yeah. Yep.
You guys are rocking and rolling down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. And we got picked for the ACDA concert in Chicago at Wartburg College. So we already did like a couple of songs from that set list that we're going to do just in like 4 weeks. So it's like a big change just from like high school to college and getting in that groove of things of just like, okay, we're going to get this song and we're just going to go. So yeah.
I love it. So happy for you, Nathan. And I know that the whole city of Hastings is rejoicing in this great honor for you. It's really nice to see you keep doing what you're so darn good at and what you love.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for coming in today. Nathan Schindler, he is the new Minnesota Sings Grand Champion of the 13 to 20-year-old division. Do you think when you're 21, you're going to like try to jump in the older?
I thought that would be an opportunity, but then I asked them and they said, once you win, you can't come back.
Oh, too bad.
So that's too bad. I was hoping that maybe when I'm older, I could try to get back in, but they kind of laid down the law for me there.
Darn. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you and continued success in all that you do. Minnesota Sings, it will be again next Rivertown Days weekend. And if people are listening, we hope that they participate. There's a youth division and an adult vision. And congratulations again to
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
yes.
it.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.